بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. Respected brothers and elders, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went past the marketplace and there was a certain person who had his stall with heaps of some corn. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his hand into one of the bags that contained this corn or grain. As he thrust his hand inside, he found that the bottom part or the bottom corn was wet. So Rasulullah asked him, "What is this?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, last night it rained. So the corn which was damaged, I concealed it and I put the dry one on top." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ghashana falaysa minna." Whoever deceives us, he does not belong to us. So this is a very serious offense. A simple thing like he had some grains that were now damaged, they were of inferior quality, they were reject. What he should have done is he should have kept that aside so that the buyer would know that these have been damaged and he could have made the price cheaper. But here he concealed it, it was camouflage. The innocent person will buy one or two cups of that grain, not knowing that the inferior one will now be mixed with the good one, and he won't get the best quality. Therefore, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have been exhorted to be honest in our dealings. At-tajiru as-saduqul amin ma'an nabiyyin was-siddiqin was-shuhada. The honest trader, on the day of Qiyamah, he will be raised with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And with the Siddiqeen, those who are loyal, who are genuine, who are honest and true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he'll be raised with the Shuhada, the martyrs. He didn't die as a Shaheed, but he'll be raised with such people because of his honesty. And the hadith says, At-tujaru yuhsharuna yawma al-qiyamati fujjaran. The traders will be raised on the day of Qiyamah as sinners, illa man, that person, ittaqa Allah, who feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa barra wa sadaqa, and he kept up to his promise, he was truthful, he didn't speak a lie. So such a person then won't be raised as a sinner. So in Shariat, in Islam, it is imperative that we earn halal rozi. We don't deceive our customers in any way. We don't taint our earnings with that which is impermissible. Because any earnings which are haram, the result and the consequence of that will be the person's salat won't be accepted. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahabi explains, he says that a person purchased a garment. He purchased a garment and just one rand he used, one dirham that he used from the monies that he bought the garment with, one dirham was haram. As long as he has that shirt and garment on his body, his salat will never be accepted. The Sahabi then says, "May I become deaf if I did not hear this from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." The person's dua is not accepted. We mentioned the other day, the man is undergoing a tedious journey. His body is full of dust, pitiable condition, hair is disheveled, his clothing is all full of dust. Anybody sees him will feel sorry for him. And in that condition, he has raised his hands, making dua to Allah Ta'ala for whatever his needs are. But Rasulullah says that his eating is haram, his earnings was haram, his clothing was haram, his conveyance was haram. فَأَنَّا يُسَجَابُ لِذَلِكَ. How can such a person's dua then be answered? So haram wealth will result in our salat being not accepted by Allah Ta'ala, duas not being accepted, and worse than all this, the person will not enter Jannah. لا يدخل الجنة جسد غذي بالحرام. That body that has been nourished with haram will not enter Jannah. Yes, ulama then explained, because he had iman, then ultimately he'll enter Jannah. But initially he will not enter Jannah. He'll have to go to Jahannam and pay for his sin for the wrong that he has done. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Now Ramadan has come to an end. We go back to our businesses or whatever. Let us go as honest traders, honest businessmen, and in all our activities we have taqwa, and we are honest, we do not cheat, we do not deceive, we do not lie, then we will see the true barakah of our earnings. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq al-hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.